Again, 622, 1320 WILS. So obviously, the world's still reeling. A second attack in London this weekend. And now President Trump calling for, talking about his ban. He wants the travel ban to get through and be pushed by the Supreme Court and legitimized. Raheel Raza is with us. She's with the Clarion Project and president of the Council for Muslims Facing Tomorrow, author of the book Their Jihad, Not My Jihad. Raheel Raza, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, what do you think? You see these attacks, obviously two in a row, back-to-back in London, one in Manchester, one in London. What are your thoughts about what's happening?
Well, they're horrific, of course, but not entirely surprising. This is something that has been going on and will unfortunately continue to happen until some very, very urgent action is taken. And this is something that the West needs to wake up to.
Now, one of the things that the Prime Minister in England said is that she wants these new cyberspace rules. She wants basically to control the internet so they don't have access to all this propaganda. Do you think that'll help?
Well, every little bit that Western governments can do is part of the solution. There is not one solution only. First of all, it is the inability of Western politicians and governments to recognize the reality of Islamist radicalization and terrorism that has been part of the problem that has led to these various attacks going on month after month.
What reality are they not recognizing?
They have not even been able to articulate that it is an Islamist radical ideology that comes from parts of the Muslim world. It comes from within the Muslims, and that they have to stand up and say what Theresa May said, that it is Islamist radicalization and it is evil and it needs to be stamped out. And so that is something that we need to be cognizant of.
Do you think the Muslim communities there in London and Manchester, are they partly responsible for the attacks having occurred?
No, I would not say that the Muslim community of Manchester is responsible for the attacks to have occurred. However, I will say that the complete denial in Muslim communities in the last few years to recognize the problem and to hold their own people responsible is definitely not part of the solution. It is part of the problem. If we know that there are institutions, religious organizations, or even mosques that are promoting hate, that are radicalizing people, and this has been known to the law enforcement and to the security agencies, then they must be shut down. So it's as simple as that. And I definitely hold the Islamist leaders in the West totally to be responsible and part of the problem, because they have not stood up en masse all together, hundreds and thousands of them, to say that this is a problem within our communities, our youth are being radicalized, and we have to stand up and do something about it.
You're saying
with the government,
certain mosques should be shut down completely? Is that what you're saying?
Extremist mosques, the ones that are known to have radicalized people, the ones that are known to promote messages of hate, the ones that are known to promote disloyalty to the land.
Yeah, but they always claim that they're not. I mean, it's hard to really tell what's what, because the mosques and the imams will come.
Of course, we know that in the aftermath, everybody says they're not. But, they need to be monitored. Then, as I said, law enforcement and the security agencies have known that there are certain institutions that have been promoting hate and where some of the perpetrators were radicalized. This is not rocket science.
So they have known about it for a while. You close the mosque, though. Does that really solve the issue? Because it seems like they could go to another mosque or start a new one.
But that's not all of them. We know that there are some that are specifically promoting radicalization. Mm-hmm. And because of political correctness, because of this whole issue of Islamophobia and people being afraid to be called racist or bigot, no action was taken.
Raheel Raza here on WILS, how much of it is in the mosque versus just these guys sitting at home on their computer getting radicalized by themselves somehow?
Well, it's everywhere. But nobody, I mean, you know, nobody is born a terrorist. Obviously, someone radicalizes them. This idea that there are lone wolves is, to me, it doesn't make sense. There is no such thing as a lone wolf. You connect the dots, they're all part of the three main ideologies that promote radicalization, which is the Muslim Brotherhood, Khomeiniism, and the Salafi Wahhabi ideology. I mean, this is not, again, as I said, this is something that has been researched and investigated for years. It's been happening for three decades now.
So, do you think we're still, I mean, do you think political correctness is somehow controlling us today even?
Political correctness, to me, has become worse. You know, in Canada, we have a motion called M103, which is a study on Islamophobia, which absolutely stops debate, discussion, questioning. Any kind of question cannot be raised, which uses the word Islam or Muslims. And so, yes, political correctness and this, you know, fear of being called a racist definitely stops people from speaking out. And on the other side, you have Islamist organizations like CARE promoting a victim ideology among Muslims that no matter what happens, they somehow are the victims.
Well, yeah,
and
but
that's
look,
not a healthy thing.
CARE will come out right away and say, look, you know, these incidents actually lead Muslims to be victimized. How much of that do you really see? You're in Toronto. I mean, when you see these kinds of attacks that make news, how much do you think Muslims are then targeted for some kind of repercussions?
Well, there is always bigotry and racism, and there are always people who are waiting to lash out. That goes without saying. And we have to deal with that directly as issues of xenophobia, racism, and bigotry, and say very clearly that that's not the solution. And that does exist, but it's not Islamophobia. It's not as though people go out on the streets and start bashing Muslims as soon as an incident happens. I believe that Canadians definitely are very, very tolerant people. And they, in fact, stand up and support the Muslim communities when something like this happens. So the issue lies within the Muslim communities themselves. They are the ones who need to stand up and take responsibility. Mm. They need to look at this problem like you have a child who is a drug addict. You have to say, this is a problem, it's a virus. We have to isolate it, we have to acknowledge it, and then we have to find a treatment for it.
I'm curious, Rahil, because we've seen the media at least outraged with President Donald Trump's a travel ban that's being considered. Do you feel within Muslim communities there's a real outrage to this idea?
Well, yes, of course there is. And when I speak out and say that, first of all, it's not a ban, it's a temporary moratorium and against these countries that are failed states. And one of them, Iran, still till today, every Friday, they still stamp on the U.S. flag. So certainly, you know, they've had a constant itch in their side about the U.S., not just now, but for many, many years. And the other countries are troubled states. They're failed states. They could erupt at any time.
Yeah, I'm curious. The Muslims in your community, do they feel this is actually targeted towards Muslims, or do they see the difference?
Oh, yes, they do, of course. All of this plays into the sense of a victim ideology. For them, this is all Islamophobia because they're just looking at the wording. They are not looking ahead about the larger issue of the safety and security of the land in which we live. When something like this is put into place as a policy by the president, a democratically elected president of the United States, it's for the betterment of the future of Americans, whether they're Muslims or non-Muslims.
Well, at this point, it's certainly not a policy, not at least not now. Rahil Raza, president of the Council for Muslims Facing Tomorrow and the author of the book Their Jihad, Not My Jihad, Rahil Raza, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Rahil.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.